McGraw-Hill Audio presents More Tales from the Dugout. More of the greatest true baseball stories of all time. Written by Mike Shannon, read by Lloyd James. Preface. While the stories in this book were polished for you, I did originally find them in the dugouts of America, both literally and figuratively, meaning that I went out and personally talked to the actual storytellers behind the tales in the book. Some of these people I found at the ballpark, and some of them I found away from it. I want to express my gratitude to all of them. Typical are the encounters I've had with people like Kent DeCulvey. Kent DeCulvey was very generous with his time and memories. In fact, I was so delighted with the tales he told me that I forgot to get from him the details of the one story I came prepared to ask him about. A second-hand version of it will still give you a good idea about the type of person DeCulvey is. To commemorate the last ball game ever played at Pittsburgh's Three River Stadium on October 1, 2000, the Pirates brought back a number of players from the team's past, who were introduced on the field at the conclusion of the game between the Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. The last player scheduled to be introduced was DeCulvey, who was supposed to deliver the last pitch ever thrown in the ballpark in honor of the many times he had closed out Pirate victories at Three Rivers. DeCulvey followed the script by making his appearance to the sound of Rubber Band Man, the song the Pirates had always played as his introductory music when he was coming in from the bullpen. But he didn't, as expected, close out the Three Rivers era in Pirates history. Instead, he called over to his old friend and teammate, the ailing Willie Stargell, and insisted that Pops have the honor of throwing to catcher Jason Kendall the ceremonial final pitch. The gesture touched everyone who saw it and illustrated better than any words could have the bond of brotherhood that made the 1979 Pirates a loving baseball family. The stories to follow are meant to entertain above all else, but I would like to think that more than a few of them are also inspirational to some degree or another. Whether you want to be a better ball player, a better friend, or a better person, there are good examples here to follow. Richie Ashburn. Possessing one of the most recognizable voices in sports broadcasting, Harry Callis has been calling the games at the Philadelphia Phillies since 1971. For many years, Callis's partner was Richie Whitey Ashburn, who went into broadcasting after completing his Hall of Fame career as a center fielder for the Phillies and New York Mets. To illustrate Ashburn's great sense of humor, Callis tells the following story. Richie Ashburn was a joy to work with because he not only brought baseball expertise to the broadcasting booth, but laughter as well, says Callis. One thing that Whitey used to do, when it would be getting late in the evening and we were getting hungry, he'd say, "I wonder if the folks at Celebra's Pizza are listening to the broadcast." And of course, 15 minutes later, two delicious pizzas would be delivered to the press box. Well, after he did this for a while, the Phillies brass called him in and said, "Look, Richie, you can't be giving away free plugs during the broadcast to Celebra's Pizza. They're not one of our sponsors." Now, we may not have been allowed to give away free advertising, but we were always allowed to mention people's birthdays and anniversaries to offer our congratulations for things like that. So the next night, it got to be about that time in the game, and we were getting hungry as usual. So about the seventh inning, Richie said, "Harry, I'd like to send out our warmest birthday greetings to the Celebra's twins, Plain and Pepperoni." Joe Asanio. In the old days, rookies were often not welcomed onto a major league ball club. For one thing, the arrival of a rookie usually meant the release of a veteran who was already the friend of the other players. For another, it was considered standard operating procedure to abuse rookies in order to test them. Rookies these days still undergo some hazing, but as the experiences of Joe Asanio show, the harassment is generally good-natured. Asanio was a hard-throwing relief pitcher who made his major league debut in 1994 after having languished for several years in the farm system of the Pittsburgh Pirates. "The day they called me up was a whirlwind," says Joe. "I'm from Kingston, New York, so having heard about the Yankees all my life, it was an awesome thing just to walk into Yankee Stadium as a player for the first time."